Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barbara Weltman. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's our longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of our Brain Trust, BarbaraWeltman.com. All kinds of books there on taxes, on other things. She's a co-author of a new Uber book. Barbara, tell us about that.
It's a short ebook, The Uber and Lyft Driver's Guide to Running Your Own Business. This is a sort of brief overview for people who are now engaged in the gig economy and maybe unfamiliar with all of their responsibilities or opportunities and what they can do to really be successful,
so
including all of the taxes.
Tell us a little bit more about that, because there are a lot of people out there who are picking up gig jobs by just joining one of the ride sharing companies.
Well, exactly. Well, I think
you and I could start right now and be doing it by supper.
Exactly. It's easy to get into. The issue for many people who are doing this is that they don't understand that they're essentially in business for themselves. They have to report their income.
Yep.
They have deductions they can claim. They have to take care of their own health care and retirement planning and all of this. There's no employer, a parent, an employer who's your parent to take care of all of this.
Unless you're in California,
so
right?
Unless you're in California.
We're going to talk about in a minute. I just had to be a little sarcastic there. But continue
well,
with your thought on how you run your business. I mean, this is – I just
well,
got through having
all,
an interview
IRS
with Jeffrey Zabar, who's my home-based business expert. He's an entrepreneur quirk. He's the prime he's a party of one. If you're an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, you're a party of one, and you need to think of yourself as a small business owner, don't you?
Well, you do, and to be aware that the IRS is aware of you, that they're looking at. They have a landing page now for the gig economy, where they're focusing on trying to raise awareness of people in this economy who think that perhaps they're invisible, but they're not, and they have to report their income. And they have to pay self-employment tax on their earnings, on their profits.
We ought to point something out here, folks. For decades, one of the thorns in the side of the IRS was all the off-sheet business that independent contractors would do, below-the-radar stuff. They believed they were losing tens of billions and billions of dollars in taxes in employment tax and as well as payroll tax as well as income tax. They believed that they were losing lots and lots of money, and they were coming after people for that, but they didn't have enough people to keep up with it. The gig economy put that concern of theirs on steroids, didn't it?
Well, precisely, and they're able to identify it more because these companies are going to be 1099-ing these workers, and so the earnings are not under the table. They're real to the person earning them and to the IRS.
Yeah, these aren't off the sheet, folks, because, I mean, you're getting one of the things these ride-sharing companies are going to do is every nickel they pay you automatically goes into your 1099 file. They're going to be sending that to you, aren't they? And copying the IRS.
The IRS gets exactly the same form.
Yeah.
And, in fact, they're so focused on this that starting – not this isn't for this year, but starting for 2020, they're going to have a new 1099.
Wow.
That's going to be non-employee compensation for basically – these kinds of workers.
Let me tell you a real quick story, Barbara, and you, I'm sure you're very familiar with this, but years ago, I filed my returns. I had a consulting company, and so I had to turn in all my 1099s. Well, I missed one, and it wasn't a big one. It was just a small one, but I completely missed it, and I didn't include it in my return. And I filed my return. A month later, they sent me back a notice and said, hey, we see you also made this money. You didn't file it in your return. I mean, they were keeping up with little bitty numbers.
Well, because
they knew about it.
The information. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. And
so if you're showing up on their radar under one of these contractor sites or companies, I bet you they're going to have a whole division for this, aren't they? It's a big revenue source for them.
Exactly, and as you pointed out earlier, Jim, the tax gap, the spread between what the government thinks they should collect and what they actually collect, they think the gap is largely attributed to self-employed individuals who mm-hmm. either underreport their income, overstate their deductions, and don't pay self-employment tax.
Right, yeah. And I'll tell you something. You can get upside down and backwards and every other way discombobulated with the IRS if you aren't keeping up with this. It can be a nightmare if you don't. It will be a nightmare if you don't keep up with this, if you don't file on a regular basis. Last thoughts, Barbara.
The last thought is that the guide, the Uber and Lyft driver's guide to running your own business, is really a great intro for anybody who's getting into this.
It's an e-book too, right?
It's an e-book. It's only 24 pages, and it has really good links and resources.
Where can
on
they find
Amazon.
It?
I'm the co-author.
Yeah, she's the lead author.
Harvey
Bezosi.
Right.
So go to Amazon and type in the Uber and Lyft driver's guide. Well, if they type in your name, Barbara Weltman, they'll find it too, right?
They'll find it that way too.
So folks, you need to check that out. And parents, if your child is thinking about being an Uber driver, go buy the book and give it to them. Hey, Barbara, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. We've got more of her wisdom after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.